This podcast is a 3D audio production, so watch out as sounds may seem to come from beside you or behind you. For the best listening experience, please use headphones.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible.
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Hey, Clone Club, this is Marco Palmieri, the producer of Realm's Orphan Black, The Next Chapter. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed Season 2 of the Sestra Saga as much as I did. This season may be over, but we wanted to share a sneak peek at a special bonus episode with you. One of the benefits of subscribing to Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts is special access to full bonus episodes like this one, along with ad-free listening and early access to other Realm shows. We hope you enjoy this sneak peek of a recent Instagram Live with, well, me, dishing behind-the-scenes insights on Orphan Black, The Next Chapter, Season 2.
Oh, hey, Marco.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes, it's great.
Awesome.
So I was just telling everybody about Orphan Black, The Next Chapter, in case they don't know about it, so... Can you kind of give an explanation about the show and where people can find it?
Sure. So Orphan Black, first and foremost, Orphan Black, The Next Chapter, first and foremost, is a fiction podcast. It's available anywhere you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple or Spotify or any other distribution channel like that. It's also available on our platform, realm.fm. And more importantly, though, it's in addition to being a fiction podcast, it's the official continuation of the Orphan Black TV series. And I can't understate that, you know, in any way. Yeah, I can't overstate that. It's hugely gratifying that we get the approval and support of the folks behind the Orphan Black TV show. And that we got the original cast to join us in producing these stories.
Yeah. So can you kind of tell us like your origin story? Like, where did you come into the project? And like, when did you first start working on it? And like, what was the process like at that point?
Right. So I came in right about in the middle of the development of season one. Another producer had started out the project, but they left the company. And I was the new guy, so I was asked to step in and take over. And I was like, I get to work on Orphan Black? That's freaking amazing. So the story of the first season was already, you know, broken down, and we had a draft of it in. And I came in basically to help incorporate the studio notes that were coming in, to work through any remaining wrinkles in the storyline, tighten up some spots. You know, basically, I tried my best to support the writers in a project where I was like, you know, coming in the middle. But we were they were the writers were fantastic to work with. We had a wonderful time. And, you know, we were, you know, super jazzed when we finally got the word that Tatiana Maslany was going to be narrating the project. And that just like set a new fire under everyone. And, you know, we excitedly, you know, saw the project through to the finish line.
Yeah, that was one of my questions, was if you were like a fan of Orphan Black before you started working on this project. Yes.
Oh my God. I was there. I was there in front of my TV on March 30th, 2013 to watch the premiere of the first episode. And I stuck with it right to the end. And I went to work. I was working at Tor Books at the time. And I was telling my colleagues there, you guys got to watch this show. You're not going to believe how cool it is. And when, I mean, some of them took longer than others to give it a try, but without exception, every time someone did, they'd come back to me and say, oh my God, you were right. This is unbelievably cool. So yeah, so big fan of the TV series, and you know, that stayed with me through working on the podcast.
So do you feel like that really impacted your work on the show, like being a fan already?
Oh yeah, oh absolutely. I mean, you know, I was invested in the story of these characters, you know, and I got to say, the writers are too. I mean, all the writers were fans of the TV series, and all of them were invested in these characters and their stories, and we all, you know, worked very hard to try to, you know, bring that enthusiasm into the project and do right by it, you know, because it was something very important to us personally, and so, you know, we were excited to be able to, you know, apply that enthusiasm professionally.
Yeah, for anyone joining, we're talking about Orphan Black, the next chapter of the podcast. And you can find that wherever you get your podcasts. So you can just search and you'll find it. My next question that I had for you was, what are kind of like the processes behind the scenes that maybe people don't know go into like making a show like this?
Right. So we approached this particular series in much the same way you approach the production of a TV show. We start out with a concept that gets, you know, that we end up hiring a writer's room to develop further. A writer's room basically means we've got like five or six writers all working together collaboratively to put the story together and flesh it out and make sure everything fits together properly. We took notes from the studio execs because this is their property, and you know, they get to vet every word that we put out there. It was a matter of drafting, redrafting, pruning, pumping up. We did everything we needed to do over several months, I think. Yeah, over a number of months to make sure the project was as good as it could be. And then, you know, beyond that, once the script is finalized, we send it off to production for copy editing and proofreading, and then off to audio for audio production. We got the casting, which the dream casting we wanted. And then the project at that point, you know, kind of steps out of the hands of the writer and the producer and goes into the domain of the audio department. Although I remained involved, you know, to help make sure everything, you know, stayed on track and moved forward.
Yeah, that was my next question. What does it mean to be a producer on a podcast?
It's basically herding cats. I mean, you know, in a nutshell. But more specifically, I mean, you've got to you're there from the very beginning to the very end, making sure that everything that needs to be done gets done. The writers are all on the same page. That the you know, the schedule's maintained, everything, the, you know, the trains are running on time. You got to make sure the trains are running on time in one of these projects. And being a producer is just, you know, staying on top of it all as best you can, you know. And in the case of something like this, of course, you've got the added pressure of, you know, it's not just the writers and me and Realm that needs to, you know, be happy with the project. We also have to make the owners of Orphan Black happy and the fans, you know. The fans are awesome, and they'll tell you when something isn't right, you know, and we're very sensitive to that. I want to add, though, that even, you know, talking about my job as a producer, I'd be nowhere without my colleagues at Realm. I mean, they are the most awesome team imaginable, and they are so supportive and so ready to pitch in, and they all know their jobs. They you know, from the content team to the audio department to the production department, the audience development team, the executive team, they're all fantastic colleagues, and you know, they're as much a reason as anyone for this show making it to where it is now. Yeah.
I love talking about Orphan Black. Hear the full conversation, plus get other benefits like ad-free listening when you join Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening, Clone Club.